Let's open the door to the studio right now and welcome in our sports psychologist, Dr. Carlton Maxwell, who teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas.
Good morning.
And has written or co-written over 7,000 books.
7,258 books.
Good morning, Dr. Maxwell.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Craig. Good morning, Jeez. I'm first to sing good morning, Jeez.
There it is.
Coffee. The traditional coffee break.
It's so good.
You love coffee.
Oh, and I love it black.
No cream
Dr.
in there.
Dr. Maxwell,
no, there's cream.
If you can focus, we wanted to talk to you.
Yes, Craig, thank you.
About the psychology of March Madness,
you knew?
Coinciding with the start of the baseball season.
Yes, I haven't talked to you guys since Valentine's Day. I don't know if you remember
that.
Yes, and I remember that because that night I had quite a memorable evening with a romantic partner at an outdoor location.
Oh, who is she?
So, let's move on. Let's
talk about his private life.
I love this time of year. Absolutely love it because we are set to have spirits overload.
Yes.
So many spirits. I mean, just spurting and spurting all over my face when I'm in front of the TV. Yeah,
Dr. Maxwell.
So many broadcasts to watch. I love it.
Sports.
I love it. Yes. That's what I'm saying, you fool. Yes, we've got the Mavericks playing, we've got NHL, we have got Major League MLB baseball starting.
Redundant.
And, by the way, speaking of the NHL, I am quite enjoying the Stars this year.
Are you?
And I must say, I really enjoyed the unveiling of the Mike Modano statue.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that was
cool. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if you're fans of art, but I just spent hours and hours staring at that statue.
Mm-hmm. Hours.
Oh, it's Mike freaking Modano. I mean, Modano's such a handsome, sculpted work of perfection. Just, seeing every ripple of his muscles.
Dr. Maxwell.
I want one of these for my house. Do they sell those sculptures for your house?
Replicas? I don't know.
Maybe made of silicone or something like that.
I know.
A little
please
more lifelike in the sculpture.
Dr. Maxwell.
Yes, we can, Craig. Thank you. Let's talk about college basketball.
What?
Let's talk about college basketball.
College
basketball.
That
didn't
basketball
clear it up.
I don't want to rain on anyone's parade.
Okay.
But I do not like the term March Madness.
What?
March Madness. Of course, invented by Henry V. Porter, I believe, in 1939, and popularized by Brent Musburger later on. But I don't like the term March Madness. Why?
Yeah, why?
Because it stigmatizes crazy people.
Oh, okay. Crazy people.
Madness is an older, politically incorrect term for insanity suffered by lunatics.
Yes.
And other crazy people. And we need to quit using the term because we need to have some compassion. I mean, do you think a person in the loony bin wants to hear making light of their condition? No, sir. They do not want that.
Well, I don't think they'd appreciate lunatic and loony bin either.
So I prefer we change the term of merch madness to something a little bit more politically correct.
Don't use merch madness.
Wait.
I'm just repeating what you
said.
I'm saying,
George, I'm saying merch like the month. You're saying merch like something
the,
you sell in front of a concert or something. No. So I prefer the term merch mental instability that can be addressed with therapy and maybe medication.
That's not catchy.
Too long.
I mean, we can shorten it with just using the letters. So MMITCBAWTAM.
That doesn't
believe
help.
No.
It's what it should be called. Well, I brought some books for
you. Oh, great.
Okay, what we got?
Some related books, okay. This one is by Jim Nance. It's called My Big Regret. I gave up the Final Four, and then I'm saddled with the final version of Tony Romo.
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
He wrote it, not me.
Okay,
okay.
Right. That's
I
right.
just published that, it. Okay.
Wow. It's fun to laugh. Never heard of that tickle.
Anybody, any March Madness fans like college basketball?
Well, of course. Yes. We all like March Madness, yeah.
This is one written by a college athlete that's making quick waves in the spirits business.
Yeah.
It's called Arrogant and White by Caitlin Clark.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. She would not come out with a book like that.
Why would she title it that?
Also, this one may be of interest to a lot of your local listeners.
Okay.
This is called Arrogant and White by Mike Ducey.
Okay, now he would not write
come
that.
Come on.
Of course, he's copying Caitlin's title because he's obsessed with her, like, in a weird way.
Well, she's a Hawkeye. He's a Hawkeye.
Right,
so
but it's, it goes beyond that
oh,
with
does?
Mike.
Okay.
Yes, he's, as a matter of fact, he's been one of my patients recently. He's very concerned about his obsession with Caitlin Clark.
Okay, you need to leave that off the record.
So I've been treating him for his obsession lately. This one, do we have any Cowboys fans here?
You say Cowboys?
Yeah, do we have any Cowboys fans here?
Well, yeah, we follow. Yeah, sure. Follows the Cowboys.
This is called All In, How to Rebrand the Concept of Not Doing Much by Jerry Jones.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about that the last couple
How months. About this one? Do we have any people who maybe have children or anything like that?
Sure, a lot of people have children.
This is called I Couldn't Win a Playoff Game Before Becoming a Father by Dak Prescott.
All right.
So,
maybe it'll be
even more distraction.
Kind of a dour book, but anyway, do we have any NBA fans?
Sure,
many
a lot of
who
them.
Are
yeah.
fans of the Mavericks.
Uh-huh. Sure.
This is by Kyrie Irving. It's called "I Still Think Aliens Built the Pyramids with the Help of with the Federal Reserve," but I'm just not talking about it.
Oh, I don't think he's
not talking
with
about
that.
It.
Skimming yeah. it with the beak if he doesn't mean to take a bit of it. And then this one I brought just for you, George. Limited printing on this book.
Oh, okay.
Yes, there are only 100 signed copies of this book, and it's a memoir.
Okay.
Okay, it's a French term, memoir. Okay. Look
memoir.
It up.
Memoir.
It's called My Top 10 Loudest Farts by Mike McCarthy. And it's got a foreword by Chuma Edoga. And the foreword is called I Heard It All the Way Down in the Weight Room.
I'll read that.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
You're going to have to borrow Juju's copy okay, because the rest are already
I'll
sold anyway.
Mine.
Okay,
thank you, Dr.
Hey,
Maxwell.
Bye. There he goes. Dr. Carlton Maxwell.